This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady. Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Agile, mobile, and hostile. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. On Wednesday night, we like to talk about the part of self-defense that you can't defend yourself with, and it normally kicks off with something that sounds like this.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me again from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Hello, sir.
Good evening. How are you this evening?
I'm doing okay. I'm a little congested. I don't know if anybody's been able to tell. I've been having trouble just breathing while I'm talking. That's always fun.
Yeah, it's that time of year with all, it's either allergies or it's the change in the temperature and it's all the mold laying around. So, you know, what are you going to do? You can't do much. I guess move to Arizona.
Well, there's that. But you're not going to move to Arizona.
No, no, not at all. I don't do well in the heat. So
okay.
So it takes a lot to satisfy me, I guess.
I understand. There's one thing I want to ask you about just simply because you're an Ohio kind of guy and I saw this. And this is the craziest thing I've ever seen, and I would love to be present when one of these things is happening. But there was some religious leaders that rallied outside of a gun shop in Bedford Heights.
Yeah, in the Cleveland area.
Yes, sir. For Atlantic Gun and Tackle, are they like bad boys when it comes to selling guns or something? Have they done something malfeasant?
Probably they made the mistake of having a legally operated business in the Cuyahoga County area. It was probably about the only thing that I can think of.
Okay.
Certainly, Cleveland, the differences between Cleveland and Cincinnati are night and day. I always say that. I feel very comfortable exercising my Second Amendment rights and protecting myself and my family in Cincinnati, Ohio. But when I travel home to Pennsylvania to see my mom and dad, I have to go through Cleveland. And if you mention a gun in Cleveland is like mentioning a bomb on an airplane. It's just totally different thoughts. And, you know, and we have, you know, our laws are uniform throughout the state of Ohio, but the level of consciousness that people have when it comes to firearms in Cleveland, Ohio, is just totally bizarre. You're wondering with preemption how everything has to be forced the same way does a place like Cleveland exist. On a regular basis, they contemplate passing laws contrary to the Ohio Revised Code that they have been successfully sued twice for doing by Buckeye Firearms Association. You see in the paper, so probably they didn't do really anything more than sell a firearm maybe to a person who ended up committing a crime or who knows.
They're saying between January 2012 and June 2013, 20% of the guns recovered from crime scenes in Cuyahoga were traced back to Atlantic Gun and Tackle, which to me doesn't mean an awful lot because when did those guns get bought? Did they get bought prior to January 2012? Probably. Did they get stolen from somebody? Probably. I mean, does all of that matter?
Legal gun transactions that have gone bad for whatever reason, and so they try to attack. Can you imagine what other government or whatever store out there, retail establishment out there, is under more heavy regulation than an FFL? And so you know that they're doing everything right. So.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they were doing anything malfeasant themselves, I would think with just that, if that was actually, most of the time when you see something like that, we've got something like Fast and Furious happening, though.
Right.
Have you got something like Fast and Furious happening? Is the ATF in town?
Exactly. And, you know, we have something interesting. I talked to a councilman from Deer Park about 2 months ago, and he wanted to do a gun buyback. And, you know, I debated with him and kind of made him understand how gun buybacks don't work. They're not going to work. And we have he was after a thing called community guns. Now, I've been practicing criminal law for 25 years, and a lot of the people that I've represented over the years, you know, how they get their firearms, you know, is up to them. All of a sudden, they're trying to scream about community guns, meaning that guns are hid behind a garbage can in an alley that everybody knows where they're at, or there's an AR-15 on the curb, or there's a Glock in a mailbox, and everybody, all the bad guys know where to go get them. I really don't believe they exist, number one. But something that he did unusual that he was attacked for was that he decided that if people turn in guns and the serial numbers were not filed off, that he would take those guns, turn them over to the police, and have the serial numbers ran to make sure they weren't involved in any crimes or they weren't stolen. And then if that was the case, he turns them into an FFL who sells those guns and gives him the money to help his program keep running, which, you know, I pat him on the back. I say, no, that's great. We're not destroying firearms. So he recognizes that the firearms aren't the bad things that people make them out to be. It's the person. And the local police down here, you know, also applaud him, because a lot of times in these gun buybacks, grandma or grandpa has a World War One or a World War Two, and, you know, the husband dies and left an M1. And what's she going to do with it? So she turns it in, and then those relics, those pieces of American history are destroyed. So I just thought that was an interesting twist, kind of a common thing of a gun buyback now, is to sell the guns back and put them in the stream of commerce because the guns didn't do anything wrong.
Another thing they did in Cleveland is they voted for and passed a gun offender registry, which would require those convicted of a gun-related crime to add their names to a city register, similar to a registry for sex offenders. What happens if somebody moves out of Cleveland?
Well, that's the thing, and they passed two or three other bizarre things, and some of them violate Ohio law, and there's been a lawsuit brought by, I think, Ohioans for Concealed Carry, another smaller gun group, and in the Cleveland area, and they immediately filed suit because they announced this thing for 2 or 3 months that they were going to do it, and everybody told them not. So now Cleveland's involved in legislation again. Now they're requiring gun registration. And again, that's not the Ohio law. That's not the way they do things. And even, you know, the Ohio Revised Code decides who is going to have to be put on an offender list. The legislature decides that, not the city of Cleveland.
This is all coming from Greater Cleveland congregations. They said that manufacturers like Sig Sauer, Glock, Beretta, and High Point, I don't know how High Point got into that group, they have the power to get dealers like Atlantic to change their ways, even though Atlantic probably deals with a distributor, and those companies probably don't know he exists. And they're saying that this, by the way, is a shop that's been in business for 60 years. They claim they're flooding the streets with illegal guns, so I would think if that was actually the case, they would the owner of that company would be locked up, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know that the ATF would have that shut down. And if you and I knew that somebody was breaking the law and selling guns that they weren't supposed to do as law-abiding gun owners and law-abiding citizens, we're not going to shut our eyes. That's what these anti-gun crowd, number one, they lie because they can't use the truth, because statistically all the facts are on our side. But when they start touting these things, you know, I still want to see what an illegal gun looks like. You know, I understand that, you know, somebody can use it illegally, but to have an illegal gun, I'm not quite sure what that term of art means. But it's the same thing that goes round and round. They have to try to attack something and make a new argument out of something that's old. That's the only thing they have to do, unfortunately. And like you said, if this guy's been in business for 60 years and his tape alert's been good for 60 years and he's been doing everything correct for 60 years, then why all of a sudden is it his fault that some percentage of firearms are being used illegally?
We'll work on that later on. We'll be right back. You hang on for me, Mr. Maloney. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
47,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sometimes you just have to put your head down and slam into something to get something made out of it. Like these fools in Cleveland, but I digress. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. Just out of curiosity, do you provide legal services to FFLs?
Yes, I have in the past, and I did quite a bit of that, especially business got quite good when the Obama administration took over, because, of course, they may not directly control everything that happens with the ATF, but sure, and they certainly control policy and things have gotten a lot more difficult for people to do the same thing they've been doing for years when the Obama administration kind of took over. And if they didn't get any better with Fast and Furious, you think they would have backed off and realized that they had been outed for what they had been doing. But things are still difficult. You're still attacking whatever he can. Of course, the gun trust, the NSA trust have been the next thing that, you know, that he's trying to get his executive pen on. So, but yes, they do.
Well, I mean, he sort of made those better, though, because he got rid of the they've gotten rid of the chief law enforcement officer sign off. So it doesn't really matter what he wants to do concerning that. Right.
That's correct.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I guess it helped if you had any idea what you were doing as president.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Now, concerning this thing where he's talking about he wants to go after the non-licensed gun owners, which, depending on who you listen to, like the ATF has a booklet that they put out that publishes the guy that existed before this executive order, but they're saying they're going to be approaching this on a case-by-case basis. Is this going to create a new area of coverage for you?
Well, you know, when they're looking at what they're doing, you know, on a case-by-case basis, they're going to decide. I'm sure they're going to redefine who is actively selling or in the business of selling firearms. They're probably going to come up with purchase of so many. I had a latest client who saved money. He put guns on layaway, and he couldn't afford to buy them all at once, but he wanted all these, and he decided he would put money down on all of them. Well, six or seven of them were paid for all at once, and he got to bring them home. Well, when he brought those home, the ATF also showed up at his door one day and said, hey, you know, you bought all those guns. We think you're a dealer. And so, you know, things happen like that. And someday some common sense will come out of this because the laws that were there in the past have always been uniform and evenly enforced, but that's not being done anymore. And I think it has a lot to do with what's coming on down the pike.
Well, I mean, they're one of the things they're saying is that if you're a collector and you go to the gun show and you get a table to sell your collection, that's okay. How are they going to make the determination if I'm walking around with a gun and I mean, anybody that has more than one gun, can we claim to be a collector at that point? Are we going to have to be certified to be collectors in order to get that being left alone on that part of it? And
You should probably not mention that because you just gave them an idea. But you, generally, I would tell somebody the last thing you want to do is get a table, because then if you get a table, certainly that looks like you're involved in the business somehow of buying and selling firearms, whether you're collecting them or using them for sport. Certainly one guy walking around, you know, trying to sell his own firearm, that's one thing. But, you know, Bill, you kind of hit it on the head. I'm sure there'll be some kind of registration. You know what, Mr. Frady? I understand your need to be able to walk around here, but you need to at least register with us that you're not a business. Or you need to register with us that, you know, that you're a collector.
You have to register that you're not a business. That's funny.
I can see him doing that. Anything to get us on paper.
Right. Another thing I wanted to ask you about regarding Virginia. I think we have time for this. Now in Virginia, you and your brother Tim and some other people went in there and denied them what they wanted in this last election when they wanted to buy a Senate seat. You just denied that all day. You just slapped it back in their face. And then they came out with this herring, the Attorney General, the Bloomberg wannabe. He came out with getting rid of reciprocity for 25 states. And the Republicans went in there and made a deal with him, with McAuliffe, to where the reciprocity would not be taken down in exchange for certain things, certain concessions they made regarding, you know, that they didn't have to make. And that's the thing. I don't think they needed to make any of those things. I would not have, if I were a Republican in Virginia, I wouldn't have done any of that, because anybody coming from outside Virginia could just pull up their shirt and tuck it in and show their gun. They're legal. They can carry it legally. And I don't have to have reciprocity with them for that. And the rest of the people that voted for McAuliffe and in the first place and got herring in there in the first place, they get to enjoy the fruits of their labor. That's the way I feel about it. I don't know if I should be talking that way.
Well, you know, I'm not from Virginia. I showed up as a volunteer.
Right.
But I was less than pleased when that happened, because I don't think anybody should have gave in on anything. I think the gun owners and the amount of, and the only reason why any kind of deal happened was because the Democrats or the anti-gun side realized that they bit off a lot more than they could chew. and they were probably all steering that, hey, wait a minute, we're not going to be in this cozy office come next election. And so, you know, they kind of make that go away, but I don't think it should have been done. The gun owner and they shouldn't have to give up anything, both for a couple of reasons. You're right, open carry is legal, and because, you know, they took away something improperly that they really didn't need to do, just to punish people. That's all they were doing. And then when you negotiate in bad faith because someone's got a gun to your head, so to speak, I didn't agree with that at all. I don't know why they gave in, because you're right, they didn't have to. Things would have happened and things would have changed in the next election for sure. And I just didn't agree with that. Although, you know, I'm not a resident of Virginia. I do carry in Virginia, and I will continue to do so. In fact, I've applied for my Virginia concealed carry permit. You know, it doesn't bother me. I'll support them, and I'll get a concealed carry permit to allow me to carry there. But I, like you, I question, you know, their rationale for cutting a deal and rewarding a bad act. What's next? Every time something like this happens, I'm thinking, okay, what's next?
Yeah, they're just going to give away two concessions. I like their original idea where they're going to pull his arm detail, his arm protection detail. Do that. I thought that was a great idea, and that's what they should have done.
Put his money where his mouth is.
I mean, you probably deal with them a little more closely than I do. Don't you sort of feel like bad after you hang out with politicians? Politicians are the most muddled people I've ever met in my life.
You know, they've been some of the best people I've ever met in my life. And at the same time, they've been some of the worst people I've ever had to deal with. I guess they're like anything, but more and more, what our founding father envisioned, what my grandfather envisioned, is gone. And that's when you think of, you know, certainly John Boehner. They could have passed a ton of legislation. They could have pushed legislation through. It would have passed. It would all have been vetoed. And then Ryan's doing the same thing. They're pushing for the overhaul of Obamacare again. It's going to get vetoed. That's a waste of our time and our money. You know, there's a time and place for everything. But I really think the system's broken, and I don't know. The only way the system can be fixed is if you and I and everybody listening and all of our friends get off the couch, like we've been saying, and we can fix it. It's not going to happen immediately. We're going to have to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on now and not be so much lazy, but we can fix it as Americans. We're still the greatest country in the world. We have a long ways to go before we're not, but we can't let our next generation have anything less than we had. That's what we owe generations, is to pass on something better than that they've had. So we can't give up on it.
There you go. We'll talk about it more when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Never a dull moment, never a dull moment when you're dealing with gun grabbers, no matter what level you're dealing, in what capacity. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you tonight by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Joining me from Second Call Defense is Sean Maloney. Now, in addition to your Second Call Defense thing, you know, we know about the FASTA program, Buckeye Firearms Association, everything else. You're also a board member of the NRA.
That's correct.
Go ahead, please.
I said that's correct. I've been a board member now for a year, and I was elected by the members at the last annual meeting in Tennessee, and I'm up for election for a three-year term right now. And if you're a voting member of the NRA or a life member or a five-year annual consecutive member, your next magazine will have your ballot in it, and I just hope that I've earned your support, and I would appreciate it if everybody would vote for me.
Well, anybody that's listening to me that's a member of the NRA, that's a voting member of the NRA, which I need to do something along those lines as far as getting a sort of a drive going on. Vote for Sean. You can see what he does. And I'm not trying to compare you to anybody else, but are there board members that do more than you do?
You know what? In different capacities, I'm sure there are. I take a look at Oliver North. Everything that Oliver North does, he shows up without pay. He does all the meetings. He speaks on our behalf. Lee Ermey, the gunny, all those commercials, everything that he has, they don't take a penny for what they do. And certainly people in grassroots, with Tim Knight, with Maria Heil and Linda Walker, And Glenn Caroline, who runs the island, the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action, what he does, and they can't possibly pay him enough, Glenn Caroline, for what he does with making sure that we get people out there to vote. And just all the NRA volunteers out there, you know, there's everything anybody does on behalf of the NRA, generally speaking, they're volunteers. Everything that I do from a member who has an argument with his friends over a right to keep and bear arms, it's hard to measure how much somebody does. I do all I can. I just leave it like that. I do all I can, and at times more than I should.
Well, I'm not
leave my wife and kids at home an awful lot.
Right. I'm not trying to begrudge people like Arlie Ermey and all of these other people that do things that within the NRA and do it pro bono. But I mean, you're running a company that is a growth industry. That's item number one. You're teaching teachers how to safeguard their students the only way they can safeguard students in a active shooter situation. You're teaching them that successfully, and, you know, with Jim Irvine, the FAST program, mm-hmm. Buckeye Firearm. You go wherever there's a grassroots need and movement there. You don't call them up and you don't say, listen, Sean Maloney here. No, I know you're happy to hear from me. Listen, I want to come and help you guys. Send the expenses check here. You don't do that. You get on a plane to go do it on your own. Tim does it on his own. Those people you mentioned, I completely get that they do lots and they're good folks and oh gosh. But at the same time, like I said, I don't think there may be people that are doing as much as you do. I just don't think there's anybody doing more than you do.
Well, you may be right. When I do things, I don't think about doing it. I'm just doing it. I guess, you know, I have a mother and father. My father was a firefighter his entire life. I watched him when I was in second grade take five men into a burning three-story building. It exploded, it collapsed, and they dug him out 12 hours later, and he was the only one that came out alive, disabled his whole life. He never complained about that, and he always continued to work. My mother did more to volunteer for the Cancer Society, for every church group, everything you can imagine. So that's kind of the way I was raised. So whenever, you know, and I was blessed with a mind, I was blessed with the ability to speak to people. So if I can jump on a plane and I can make a difference and I can do anything to help us out, because believe me, the Second Amendment right is the foundation of our future and what we have. It is what created this country. And can you imagine with your kids and your grandfather and your grandkids or anybody looks at you and says, Grandpa, when they were trying to take our guns away, what did you do? I want to have an answer.
See, one thing that I'm thinking about right now, in South Carolina recently, they decided to introduce a bill to enable teachers to carry guns in the classroom. And the first thing that came into my mind, and I haven't done it yet because I got to find out who's pushing this bill, because I was just thinking, well, maybe we need to get Irvine or Maloney, or Irvine and Maloney, and get them down there and put them in front of the South Carolina General Assembly. The only problem is that in the state in which I live, we have this system where once something makes it to the state Senate, it can get stopped by one senator. So I don't know that I really want to involve you in something like that that may be doomed to fail.
Well, you already have involved me, Bill.
I just told you about it. I should have done that, right?
Thanks to you, I was introduced, thanks to your introduction, to some of the finest individuals that I've ever met, G-Code.
Right.
When we spent time with them at the SHOT Show, and they are on board 100% with FASTER. They want to do everything they can possibly do. And I said, the next thing you got to do is you got to get the right for your teachers in South Carolina and North Carolina and everywhere you touch to carry. And so, you know, they kind of have their marching orders, and we're going to help do whatever we can do. So we're kind of working on that. Any time that anybody mentions that, I mean, how can you say no to that? And, you know, and I always try to finish with, I can't imagine being the superintendent, being the principal, being the teacher that has to make that phone call and tell the mother and father that their child, their son or their daughter is not coming home today, and we could have stopped it. That's the thing. And, you know, we could stop this. And if we quit listening to the people, the talking heads that don't know anything about life, don't know anything about firearms, don't know anything about what these active killers are like, I mean, you're listening to the wrong people. It's been working all over the country. We have, I just saw the statistics, there's 88 counties in the state of Ohio. we have 66, I think, right now that have armed teachers in schools. So pretty soon, every county is going to have somebody. You're going to have a school district, and it's going to keep spreading and spreading. But that's the way it starts. And so hopefully, I'm hopeful that, you know, after maybe once, when that one person stops it, you know, they're not going to be well received back in their community. And so maybe that's how it moves. But, I mean, folks, everybody listening out there, if you want to get something done, show up at a school board meeting. It's interesting. All you have to do is mention, what are you doing for security? Well, we can't talk about security. I said, you're exactly right. You can't talk about security. I would like to go in an executive session, and I would like to talk to you about what's going on. And if someone says firearms in school, arming your teachers, arming your janitors, arming your principals, getting a school resource officer, anything like that, they have to discuss it. And all it takes is one concerned citizen to get it started. And you'd be surprised. That one citizen is going to reach out to the three members of that school board who want something done like that. And sometimes it's a spark that's the only spark it takes.
It would just be so good to see my state come into consciousness like some of these other states where you guys hang out. But it's because you guys are hanging out there and you're proactive, and I understand what has
well,
to happen here.
And that's why we're we can.
We're coming up on the last break. Coming up on the last break, secondcalldefense.org. I'm a member. They're my client. I'm their client. And I think I'm probably getting a better part of the deal for it out of that. I get to walk around, and if I do something that I have to do, if I do something and I have to employ deadly force, I'm not alone. If you don't have somebody like this, you're alone. I read articles every day about people that are facing. There's a guy right now in New Jersey that is facing 3 to 5 years in jail because he had an air pistol that Maloney could have helped if he'd only known. And right now his wife's going around gathering money and getting everything together. Shouldn't we be in break right now, Ben?
Hey, for now, since I have 10 seconds, when we get back, a Second Call Defense member who was forced to brandish his firearm came and spoke where I was speaking.
All right, we just dropped.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Sometimes when you're, you know, working the technical side of the radio show, it just creeps up on you. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. My guest this hour is Sean Maloney from Second Call Defense. You were talking about somebody that called you, and then we finally actually did go to break. What was that about?
We had an incident where a gentleman in Phoenix, Arizona, 2 days before I had to go to Phoenix, Arizona, strangely enough, was forced to brandish his firearm to save his neighbor's life. And he did so. And I answered the phone that day, and I talked to him until the police got there and we resolved the situation. He showed up when I was speaking. After some classes that I spoke on lethal defense and the law for about an hour and a half in the evening. And he came, and I asked him if he would stand up and share, you know, what happened. And overriding the thing that he said the most, and he was almost in tears when he was reliving the experience only 3 days later, really, is that he didn't feel like he was alone. And he said it was so good to know that somebody, at least somebody, was there on his side and he wasn't alone. And then I received a phone call today from a doctor in just outside of Chicago, Illinois. He is about to purchase Second Call Defense. And he just wanted to know where the attorneys come from. He had a bunch of questions. Some people just need to have someone answer anything. Well, really, he just wanted to know if he had access to the attorneys in the company, I think. And I talked to him. I told him how the attorneys are chosen, how you're going to have them. Oftentimes, they're still on the phone. And he said, thank God. He said, I just don't want to be alone in Chicago carrying a firearm. And so maybe that's the biggest part, is that we make sure that you're not alone, that you're going to be defended zealously within the bounds of the law, and we're going to be there for you, and you will never be alone. So maybe that's it, Bill.
Well, I've been sitting across from some police officers when they were questioning me about something like that, and I was alone, and I was 15. So it would have been nice to, not be alone in that particular instance. And now it's nice, and, you know, things are different now, but it's, you know, funny how they stay the same. There's a move afoot to get out there and try to take gun-free zones and make the people that impose them upon people liable and responsible for your security. What do you think of that?
You know, I think, number one, it's about time. How can you sit in a Aurora movie theater as a victim because they decide that you cannot protect yourself and have nobody there protecting yourself, and then you not be responsible? You specifically put a sign up that said a law-abiding gun owner can't have their firearms or legally trained and owned firearm in a movie theater. How can they not be responsible? And I often wondered, and I heard rumblings back then after that incident that there was going to be a civil lawsuit over that. Now, it may have been filed or almost filed, and it may have settled. But to me, that makes the most sense in the world. We know what the answer is. I mean, and the gun owner is the safest, most law-abiding segment of society in the world. And why do they do this to us? Why do they punish us? You know, this election season, ladies, all you ladies and husbands that are listening out there, moms and dads and everybody, they're going to talk about a war on women. And I'm sure Hillary's already talking about it. The real war on women is when you're telling my wife and my daughter that she can't protect herself when she walks across that dark parking lot from a Kroger, from a Walmart, or from wherever she is at night. That's the true war on women. You're taking their ability for them to protect themselves and come home safely away from them. That's ridiculous, and that's what we got to remember. And that's what these people are doing to us. When they pass a gun-free zone, they're taking our ability to protect our lives away, and that's the way we got to look at it.
As far as the gun-free zone is concerned, one thing that bothers me about gun-free zones, they're different in every state. A gun-free zone, like a gun-free zone here in South Carolina, especially if it's a personal, you know, business, a privately owned business, carries the force of law, and I am breaking the law if I go in there inadvertently. And 9 times out of 10, they don't have the sign in the right place, and, you know, it's all based upon certain little things that they're going to get wrong anyway, just in their rush to do it. But I would really like to see a lot of things go away as far as that goes. So that would be interesting to see.
You know what, and that's common sense. Whether it's national reciprocity or whatever has to come together to make that happen makes a lot of sense. Being in Phoenix last week teaching lethal force and law, being in Pennsylvania and getting ready for the surrounding states there, living in Ohio and traveling, I get to know a lot about everybody's laws. In Arizona, for instance, if someone puts up a sign, it's a civil sign. It's really not. It's not. It doesn't have the force of the law, but because the homeowner did it, the police will enforce it as a misdemeanor trespass. In the state of Ohio, the only way anybody can be convicted is if we knowingly violate that sign. Well, the only way they convict anybody is if they admit they did it. I have to say, I saw the sign, I went by the sign, and screw you. But you can't prove a state of mind, and that's why no one's ever been arrested in the state of Ohio. But that's the problem. We as gun owners, especially concealed carry holders that travel from state to state, we have to educate ourselves, and it's up to us to make sure we understand the law, because trust me, the majority of the police officers don't understand the law because it's different than it was a month ago in a lot of places. So, you know, that's a big problem for all of us also. It's just the little nitpicky things and the gun-free zones. When we first got concealed carry in Ohio, all government buildings were off limits. So that meant that when my wife was driving across the state of Ohio with my small children to visit mom and dad, and she stopped at a roadside rest to use the restrooms, she couldn't arm herself because that was considered a government building.
At the rest stop.
A rest stop. That was since been changed, but it took 6 years to do it.
They've got to at least have a receptionist for that to count. That's my rule. They've got to at least have a receptionist.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And a coffee shop. If they don't have those two things, they can't call themselves a government building.
That's right. That's right.
What have you got coming up next? I mean, I know that you got your calendar runneth over.
Friday morning, I jump in the car, and actually my wife is going to come with for the first 2 days because her sister lives near Harrisburg, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. I will be teaching 2 seminars a day for 10 days. I invite everybody who's listening, if you can make it, to come down. If you want to see something that will blow your mind away, walk into 17 acres of guns, of shooting materials, of fishing poles, of everything you can imagine at the Great American Outdoor Show. Everything to do with the outdoors and firearms and hunting and sporting is going to be there. It's amazing. The people that you get to meet, the seminars that are going to be given, you can study some lethal force and law with me, and then go next door to and listen to some of the best duck callers around. It's an amazing place, and you can see everything. I think my prediction is in 3 or 4 years, the SHOT Show won't exist. They're going to combine SHOT with the Great American Outdoor Show because everybody's already there. Maybe the first 2 or 3 days will be SHOT, and then all the normal consumers, so to speak, are going to come in. So I'm going to do that. We have a foundation banquet after that. And then as soon as I get back from that, I think that's going to be February 16th or 17th, then I'm going to going to teach a class, the legal portion that has to be taught for self-defense outside of the home. And then after that, I think I have some time off to start earning money again for the business. On top of it all, I'm still a practicing attorney, so God bless the judges in Butler County, Ohio, mostly, that understand that travel on. So they'll give me a few more day changes than normal, I think. And don't forget, we got the annual meeting of members for the NRA coming up in May 22nd in that area, and that's going to be great. Already, guys, this year has surpassed last year's total by 25%. So if you stop it right now, it's already 25% bigger than who's registered and who's going to be there and who's bought tickets than Tennessee was last year. So I think this Louisville show is going to blow everything away. And the great thing about Louisville is they have so many hotels, they're not going to run out of room in that area. I mean, they're used to having the Kentucky Derby there. So 100,000 people come into town and leave the next day all the time. So it's going to be a great show and a great opportunity for you to meet a bunch of people. And the greatest thing about an annual meeting of members, if you've never been one, as soon as you walk in the door, you can kind of feel yourself letting out air. And finally, you're not worried about anything because it's like you're back home again. Everybody thinks like you, talks like you. For that brief moment in time, you don't have to be on the defensive. So, you know, join us all.
Yeah, that would be sort of a safe time. And funny, we never hear about mass shootings in those places.
I think it was North Carolina for the annual meeting a few years back, and I happened to overhear two police officers talking on the floor where all the vendors were, and one police officer said to the other one, "I think there's nobody around here stupid enough to bring a gun in this place and try to use it improperly." And I kind of started chuckling. I said, "Yeah, you better believe it."
Second call.
All those guns are jumping off the tables and a lot of people belting and shooting each other. So
there you go. SecondCallDefense.org. Join me, join him. Finish your self-defense toolbox. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Thank you.
Talk soon. All right, folks, we're going to roll to hour number three. We'll be right back.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockett Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockettPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockettPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockettPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.